We're catching up with the town of Fort Mill. We're getting the latest headlines from the town of Fort Mill, as well as learning about activities and events that are happening there in Fort Mill. So we're going to start with Chris Sardelli. He's the Communications and Marketing Manager for the town of Fort Mill. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Chris, we're going to learn more about this new traffic enforcement officer program. We briefly shared some of the details here on Palmetto Mornings after it was passed, but this is a joint effort with the school district, the Fort Mill School District, the town of Fort Mill, and the Fort Mill Police Department. And kind of just take us from there.
Sure. And that is correct. It's a great partnership between all three agencies. And this is designed to help enhance safety and curb accidents and just improve traffic flow around those school zones. So under the agreement, there was a memorandum of understanding agreement between the entities. There'll be two sworn officers from the Fort Mill Police Department who will be assigned exclusively just for school zone traffic enforcement. They're going to help during student arrival and dismissals and during important events. And it's just, again, designed to help with roadway safety, which is something that's top of mind for a lot of residents, and help with congestion. As you know, Fort Mill's getting bigger. There's a lot more school traffic as well. So this will help, and this will this is going to be distinct from the school resource officer, which is a different position. But yeah, we're just very excited that that's something that the three agencies could come together to do.
This came about, Chris, because the agency that the Fort Mill School District did partner with, a third partner agency, they literally let them know, I think the first week of school, that they're not going to be supplying the crossing guards anymore. And so at that point, the town and the police department jumped in. Kudos to that, and seeing where they could be of service. And it's great that that was the initial response. It was a Band-Aid approach, but this seems like a full-blown, we've now, you know, put the stitches into the wound, and we're healthy right. And well on our way, to use our medical terminology there.
Exactly. And this is hopefully something that will help with all those things we were talking about with the congestion, just school safety. And like you said, something that will continue on moving forward. But it's a great partnership between all three, and we're just excited to hopefully see maybe some improvements just in the safety around our schools.
Yeah, that's great. And then the Stormwater Department is having a litter sweep on April 11th.
That's right. So if you are excited about cleaning up your town, which I am, and hopefully you are as well, our Stormwater Department is hosting the litter sweep, which is happening on April 11th. If any of you have ever done any of our trash pickups or our second Saturday services, this is very similar. It's a partnership with the Anne Springs Close Greenway, and they do it every year. But I think we last year pulled hundreds of pounds of trash during the sweep, which is sad that that much exists, but it's exciting that the community.
But great, you're getting it out, right?
Exactly. And they pick up things like tires and shopping carts. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. But if you're excited and you want to help with that, you can go actually to the Stormwater Department, Fort Mill Stormwater Department Facebook page. There's a sign-up link there now. I checked this morning. And anyone can do it, schools, individuals, groups, families. And there is a new T-shirt for volunteers this year, just to kind of sweeten the pot. Yeah. Everyone loves a good T-shirt.
That's it.
That's on April 11th. So if we can get anyone to volunteer, we'd love it.
That's great.
Fort Mill is accepting applications for boards and commissions through March the 18th. And kind of tell us what's involved in that and who are you looking for exactly.
So this is a different way for people to get involved, but also equally important. We have several planning commissions and boards, and they are the Planning Commission, the Historic Review Board, the Board of Zoning Appeals, the Keep Fort Mill Beautiful Committee, and the Stormwater Advisory Committee. So lots of different ways for residents to apply to be part of those boards, and it can help make a difference with anything from helping to decide what comes to the town in terms of businesses, helping to regulate zoning, and then also, like with the litter sweep, you know, keeping Fort Mill beautiful, that committee helps find ways to keep our green spaces and our waterways clean. So the best way to do that, we just had an advertisement for it on our social media this morning. You can go and check out the link for that. It'll take you to the fillable application. And we're taking applications till March 18th.
Boy, Chris, this is a great opportunity to get people involved because we know they're actively commenting on every single thing, a city, a town, or a county, or a school board, the actions that they take. And instead of getting frustrated by that, which they have the right to do so, why don't you try to understand the process? And this seems like a great way of understanding the process. Not everything is cut and dry as you may think, and you can get involved and, you know, make your voice heard and maybe do change something that you don't like in your community. So kudos to y'all for doing that. So you have until Wednesday, March the 18th, to go ahead and fill out an application.
Exactly.
And I was just looking up when the first day of spring was, and that is March 20th, which means that the town leaf collection is about to end. So that's something great that comes with daylight saving time, right, Lucas?
Yeah, that's right. We do like that now.
I enjoy the extra light at the end of the day. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you, Chris. That's the wrong answer.
The mornings are rough because it's pretty dark. Okay. It's kind of like getting up in the middle of the night.
He's a good friend.
I'm with
you,
Ashley.
That's what, yeah. Thank you.
I can see both your points of view.
Thank you, Chris. You're a good judge.
They're both valid.
But with that, leaf collection is coming to an end, right, Chris?
Yeah, it is.
I'll rescue you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
If anyone knows, the town offers a great service. We have a leaf collection truck that comes between October and March. And that collection's about to end. We will still take leaves if they're bagged and put next to your trash. But this is for if you put them in a pile next to your curb, out of your storm drains, of course, because we want to keep those clear. But that collection ends March 15th, and it is exciting because that means spring is almost here. But if anyone's interested in seeing how that leaf collection truck works, you can go to our YouTube page, Fort Mill TV. And I actually had a chance to follow that leaf truck around town, which was a lot of fun. If you've ever seen it, it's a big vacuum tube, and it sucks up those leaves, and it's very exciting. You can go see how the truck works, where it goes, how it collects. But you have until March 15th for them to have that truck come to your house. And then after that, hopefully spring means you won't have to worry about those leaves.
That truck's going in hibernation for a little bit, right?
For sure. And of course, if you want to stay up to date on everything that's happening in Fort Mill, if you are a Fort Mill resident, of course, we pass along some of the major headlines here on Palmetto Mornings. But sometimes there's information that's minute by minute, day by day. You can sign up for the town newsletter and town alerts as well.
Exactly. And you can find those both on our webpage. We have links for both of those. But sign up for our newsletter. I know we give a shout out to you guys every month when we do it. And but it's got a lot of great information that's not found really anywhere else. Do a lot of videos too. But also, if you need mass notification alerts, we have an alert system. You can sign up for that as well on the website.
Okay. Our good friend Jacana Hester, she's the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. She could not make it this morning, but do not fear. She's given all of us our marching orders about some of the big events that are happening in Fort Mill. And with spring basically here, that means it is time for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival.
That's right, and I'll put my event coordinator hat on. It's event coordinator, not cruise ship director or whatever we said last time.
Fun coordinator. I'm trying to make her
She's
fun coordinator.
Master of fun. I'll do my best Chicana impression. But yes, Strawberry Festival is on its way, and everyone knows once April hits, we have a whole month of events for the Strawberry Festival, and it's great. And the first events are coming soon. That'll be the South Carolina Strawberry Festival pageants. And so on April 17th and then the 18th. We start with the little queens the first day, and then the next day is the Ms., Miss, Teen, all those categories. And we're excited, and I know you guys are going to be out
there this year, right? We are the MCs, yep.
Yeah, we're excited. We're doing the event on Saturday night, so we're looking forward to that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's really cool to see all the different contestants, and we have some great judges this year, and our coordinators for that are great as well.
Yeah. So, remember, the South Carolina Strawberry Festival pageant, it's the cause before a crown. So these ladies, while they're using their beauty and their smarts to open the door, they're using that to push forward their cause, which is, again, why we love the South Carolina Strawberry Festival pageant.
Definitely. Great cause. And it's at Catawba Ridge High School this year. So definitely come out and support your queens on each day.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So that's the big stuff, really, for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. Because after that, maybe give us some of the other dates.
Sure. So after that is the festival annual golf tournament, which will be on Tuesday, April 21st. I believe registration is full for that, which is great. And that'll be an 8 a.m. welcome reception, and they start at 9:30 a.m. with that event. On April 25th, Fort Mill Economic Partners is sponsoring the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll. And that's downtown Fort Mill, and that is a great run if anyone's ever seen it. Great participation. I think they had close to 1,000 runners last year. And they're hoping maybe that this year. I haven't seen the final count, but you get a great T-shirt with that as well. Registration's open, and that's a 9 a.m. start time for that race. And then after that same day is the Strawberry Soiree. That's April 25th. That's put on by the Fort Mill History Museum at their Claiborne House. And it's got auction food, drinks, dancing. You can buy tickets for that now. And then, of course, the big event year. So again, a two-day festival. It's on Friday and Saturday, May 1st and 2nd, the annual South Carolina Strawberry Festival. On Friday, it'll be from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., mm-hmm. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, and we'll, of course, as we get closer to May, the actual festival weekend, we'll give you more details. But again, what Chris just mentioned, these are the pre-festival events. Go ahead and sign up now. And if it's already sold out, just make a note for next year, but you can still go
save
out there.
Save the date.
And you can see all the information on strawberryfestival.com on our website.